You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
With the Dobbs decision, where the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, many people assume that abortion has ended, and especially that in Florida, with a governor who says he's pro-life, a Republican governor who says he's pro-life, a Republican legislature that says they're pro-life, many people assume that the preborn are protected in our state. Sadly, nothing could be further from the truth. What is happening right now in the state of Florida is that the state of Florida is becoming a haven state for abortion. It's becoming a state where women are traveling from Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and some other surrounding states where abortion is either illegal or where it's happening in rare circumstances. They're traveling to Pensacola, to Jacksonville, to Orlando, to Miami, to pay an abortionist to rip their baby's arms and legs off and crush their baby's skull before removing their baby daughter or son from the womb. We are in a state. This is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time to protect every innocent human life, to abolish abortion and protect every innocent human life. There are people that prior to Roe's reversal were telling us that they are with us in principle. We believe that every innocent human life should be protected, they would say. But we don't believe we can win at the Supreme Court. Well, now we've won at the Supreme Court. And we welcome those who have said that in the past to actually join us in fighting to protect every innocent human life. But now that we've won at the Supreme Court, and that reason or possibly excuse is gone, we're starting to hear some other things. Well, we want to see polling numbers that show that we can win. We want to see millions of dollars in a bank account so that there can be ads that would convince people to vote for an amendment to protect innocent human life. And we've heard people say, well, in the past, there's been multiple amendments, and we really need one amendment that we can get behind. And certainly, there have been multiple amendments in the past. In fact, with Personhood Florida, we have had an amendment, the right to all persons recognized and protected. And the language of it says, reads this, the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. And we've had that petition out for a few election cycles. And sadly, we haven't been able to collect enough petition signatures to get on the ballot. Well, this last election cycle, there was another group that had an amendment. They were called the Human Life Protection Amendment, or that's what the amendment was called. And the language of that was all human beings have a right to life regardless of age, illness, or disability when there is a detectable heartbeat. Now, we respected, in fact, we were actually out petitioning at many events with people collecting petition signatures for the Human Life Protection Amendment. And we admired their organization. We admired the way they presented themselves. We admired the tools and the techniques that they used. But we couldn't get behind this amendment because it based the protection of human life on a biological a biological event or a biological capability of having a heartbeat. And we believe that every human life should be protected because we're created in God's image. But now there's an opportunity. The Human Life Protection Amendment, actually, the people that headed that up got with Person in Florida. And over the past several weeks, we worked on ballot language that we can agree on and they can agree on. And we actually came up with new language, and this is called the Human Life Protection Amendment. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to work. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Yes, you do.
Hey, we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. You know, that's what we do here. We solve computer and technology problems, and we want to help solve your computer and technology problems, and we want to answer your computer and technology questions today as well. But we can't do that unless you give us a call. Of course, we'll provide educational resources. We're going to try to help train you and equip you to be able to recognize some of the threats, to see what the threats are, to make sure that your data is safe, to help you with your computer and technology questions. So we'll be going over all that. We'll also talk a little bit about streaming. If we have time. I know we had a question 2 weeks ago about streaming. And some of the options that are available there, and how to actually stream from your computer to a smart television. So we did talk about that, and have some things to go over on the streaming front. One is that if you recall when we started talking, if you've been listening to this show for a while, and you were watching when we went over, and I think it was in the end of 2019, we actually did several shows where we demonstrated how to stream. I think on one of the shows we demonstrated using a digital antenna and how many channels you can get and whatnot. We also talked about using a Roku device, how to set it up. We did one where we showed how to set up a Amazon Fire Stick, and so we went over all of those, and you can watch those. But one of the things that we did at that point, my parents were paying over $100 a month for their television service, and like many of the seniors that may be listening to this show right now, and many of the seniors that live in our community, well, many of them are living on a fixed income. My parents were living on a fixed income, and you know, more money. Every place you can cut a little bit of money is good to do. So, you know, of course, some of the things they were paying for, they didn't even need or want, or I'm not sure how they got it. You know, whether someone that was living in their house added it on, or whether they, you know, the salesman said, hey, we can get you this package for this much money, and then they raised the price later on. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but they were paying over $100 a month. Some of the features they didn't need. So we switched them over to DirecTV Now. And we were able to get that for $65 a month. Now, we did add on an extra stream for $5 a month. I think it was originally $10 a month for that extra live stream that gave three simultaneous streams. And so we had this package that was $65 or $75 a month. Well, over time, the service is owned by AT&T, and if you know anything, if you've used AT&T's service, one of the things you know, Comcast will do the same thing. They like to raise their prices over time. They like to start you out at one price and then raise your price, and that's what has happened. In fact, the plan that my parents originally signed up for is no longer available. They still have it, at least until the middle of this month, because we've canceled it because they kept raising the price and got them up to $95, almost paying as much money as they were paying before they cut the cord and went to streaming. So you know, paying a significant amount of money, and really, you know, they're not getting anything more from it. It's not like they're getting extra channels that they wanted or needed, or, I mean, and who needs this anyway? You know, obviously you don't really need it. You can survive without it. But you know, people like, you know, certain types of shows, and it's important to get those shows. Well, one thing that we did is we gave YouTube TV a try. And YouTube TV has a plan for $65 a month that doesn't have every show and every program that they had on the other channel, but it does have many of the ones that they liked and watched. It also has some that they didn't actually have in the past. And one that I like, because it does include three streams off the bat, and we don't watch TV very often, but you know, it's nice to have it, and they share one of their streams with us, and that's one of the things you can do with this. I mean, obviously, if you had three TVs going in your own house, then you wouldn't be able to share it. But you know, let's say you have a relative, a parent, a child that wants to use your service, and or maybe even a neighbor, maybe just a friend. Maybe you could even go together and say, hey, listen, I'll pay for this much of the service. You pay for that much of the service. Maybe you split it up three ways. You can actually do that with streaming, as long as obviously you didn't have more than three simultaneous streams. You'd be okay. But by the way, one of the things that YouTube does have is they have unlimited DVR. With AT&T, we had 20 hours of DVR. So if you recorded a show, let's say you recorded, a football game or a baseball game or a basketball game, and someone else recorded a show, and someone else recorded a movie, and someone else recorded something, then, well, you know, when you get to 20 hours, it drops off the previous one. Also, your DVR ends at 30 days. I don't really know with Google whether it ends, you know, whether there's an expiration time or not, but I know that it's unlimited hours. And you just schedule something to record, and once you schedule it to record, it's kind of, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I know that, I know that there are a lot of people that are Pittsburgh Steelers fans in the listening audience, but I know that some of you guys aren't also, you know, but whichever team is yours, you could do the same thing. This is pretty cool. You can actually go in to the library and tell it that you like the Pittsburgh Steelers and you want it to record every time the Pittsburgh Steelers come on. This is something that AT&T now or DirecTV now never had. You had to actually find when the game was going to be on, what channel it was going to be on. You had to set it to record. And what I had to do also is record part of the next game. Now, AT&T, I think, did make some changes where they would record sporting events like an extra 30 minutes. But, you know, there was a game a few years ago. It was a Monday night game between the Steelers and the Browns. And the game actually ended. I didn't have the next game set to record. The game actually ended, or the recording actually ended with 2 minutes left. And you know what happened in those 2 minutes? Well, there was a major fight between the teams, and Jason Garrett, or it wasn't Jason Garrett, it was a lineman for a defensive end for the Browns, took the quarterback's helmet off for the Steelers and hit him with it. And I missed all, now I was able to watch reruns of it, you know, but because that made the reruns, but I missed all of that because of the way it recorded. Well, with YouTube, I haven't seen any of that. And one of the things, you just put the team that you like, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whatever it is, anytime they're on TV, on any of the channels that you have, it'll automatically record them. And you don't even have to know when it is, what it is. And one of the things that's needed, it has the MLB channel, and it also has the NFL network. And the NFL network rewinds or replays every single game of the week. You know, obviously not live, but at some point during the week, you're going to be able to watch, even if your team doesn't play on network TV. You know, of course, if you're a Dolphins fan or you're a Buccaneers fan, you're going to be able to watch your team play. But, you know, if you're an out-of-market team, you're not always going to be able to watch your team play. Well, if you have NFL Network and you have YouTube TV, you can actually set it. It will record it, and you'll be able to watch it at some point throughout the week. So pretty cool so far, and $65 a month. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer issues. So, you know, if you have a computer question, if you have a computer issue, what are you waiting on? Give us a call, and we can actually help you out, help you resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So one of the things that we do on this show quite often is we try to actually educate you on some of the threats that are out there, and also not only the threats that are out there, but also how you can protect yourself, how you can check to see whether something is legitimate or not. And what I'm about to do is I'm about to switch over to a full screen to show you actually an email that I recently received. You know, I have a spam filter, and I try to filter out a lot of this type of spam, but you know, I allow some of it to slip through so that I can demonstrate and show you so that hopefully you can avoid taking the bait and clicking a link or calling a number or responding and letting the scammers and hackers into your system. Because let me tell you, if you let them into your system, they're going to have access very likely to your bank account. How would they get access to your bank account? Well, we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But first, I want to go over the email. I'll verbally describe this for those that are just listening, but know that even if you're just listening right now on the radio, or even you're just listening on YouTube or Facebook, maybe you're not even watching the video, you can actually go after the show's over, and you'll be able to actually watch this show in its entirety. So we're switching over to that full screen to show you. So what I did is I took a screenshot of the picture or of the email, and so that I could remove my email address. But this says the subject is order completed successfully. And then in parentheses, it says KVOJUS, all caps. And then it says it's coming from Denise, and the email is marnullang937r@gmail.com. Now, the first clue as to whether this is legitimate or not is that it's coming from a private email address. Now, I know that some businesses do use private email addresses to conduct business. It's really not the best way, not the most professional way to do it. What we recommend is getting your own domain name. You know, we have a fasterpc.com for our domain name. When we send out emails with invoices, they come from our email address. So whenever you see an email that's coming from a private address, there's a much higher chance that that's a scam email or spam or a trick. Maybe maybe if there's a link, they're trying to get into your system. They want to infect your computer or want to start encrypting your data or they want to entice you into, in this case, they want to entice me into calling the number to protest this charge. And it goes on here, hello customer, and it has one of my email addresses. And I have many. But it says subscription plan upgraded. So that would indicate that I had indicated that I want to upgrade my plan. It says thank you for your confirmation to upgrade your Geek Squad Tech Basic plan to premium plan PC support for 05 home devices. I'm not sure why they put the zero in front of the five, but interesting. And one of the things that you'll see in a lot of these scam emails is a lot of times you'll see grammatical errors, you'll see spelling errors, or just words that don't make sense, because a lot of times the people that are writing these aren't English as a first, English isn't their first language. So when they're actually writing this, what they're doing is they're writing it in their language, which might be Chinese, it might be Russian, it might be something else. And then they're using a translating service. And if, you know, they may not even have anyone that understands, that's fluent in English, actually read it to proof it to make sure that it's legitimate. So you see something like 05 instead of just 5 home devices. But anyway, as a computer technician, someone that solves computer problems and technology problems for a living, I can guarantee you that I do not need the Geek Squad's assistance in solving computer problems. In fact, In fact, I understand that from talking to some customers that some of the stores locally aren't even sending technicians out to homes anymore because they don't have enough employees to do so, which is another reason to just know that a Faster PC still is in business. We still solve computer problems in our shop, on site, and through remote support as well. But back to the email here. It says the payment of $395.49 was made using the chosen method of payment. Your statement will show this charge shortly. This recurring charge will be debited again next year on the 30th of August, 2023, unless you cancel or void the charge and stop payment automatic or stop automatic debit payments. If you find any error in this receipt or you have any transactional issue, please feel free to contact or to connect with us to know more about your recent charges. And they have a toll-free number. I'm not going to read the number, but they have a toll-free number, and it says, help and support team, thank you for your cooperation. Best regards. And then it has Jane Clark, customer service and helpline team. So, you know, if this really were an email that came from Geek Squad, don't you think that they would send it out from their own domain name? I'm not sure 100% whether Geek Squad would use geekquad.com or whether they would use bestbuy.com because they are a Best Buy company. But I would expect it to come from one of those two. They're not going to have to. A big major national company is not going to send out email through a Gmail address. Notice also the name at the top does not match the name at the bottom. So if this actually was Denise sending this, don't you think it would be Denise at the bottom? No, it's Jane at the bottom. So, and the email address on a major company email, if it was legitimate, would not be coming from, again, a private email address. It would not have someone's name up there. It would be a generic, something like maybe noreply@bestbuy.com. Or if it was an email you could reply to, it would have information there. There are no links in this email. And by the way, a lot of these that we have been seeing lately have not had links. They've had a phone number, and they're, again, enticing you to call the number. Now, what happens, and we've seen this multiple times, almost every week we work on at least one computer where the person has received one of these types of emails, or, you know, there are phone calls that are like this as well, and they have taken the bait. They've been incensed because they didn't place this order. They want to protest and challenge the order. So what do? They call the number on the order. The person that they reach, says something like, oh, I'm very sorry that this happened. I need to get into your computer I need you to help me access your computer so that I can help resolve this issue. And the people are trusting. They let the people into their computer. The people, once they get in your computer, by the way, they can run tools. There are various, and they even, by the way, can run tools without you seeing it happen. And this is something, by the way, we have tools, and we use remote support, and we're using legitimate software. But there are things we can do without the person even knowing. Like we can install Windows updates. We can install updates to programs without anyone even, without even logging into the computer. So once you give access to someone to your computer, it's important to make sure there's someone that you can trust, that it's a business that you can trust. If you do want to do business with the Geek Squad, make sure you're actually doing business with the Geek Squad. Don't just call a number that's on an email and believe and trust that it's the Geek Squad, especially when it's coming from a private email address and instead of a big national company-wide email address. You know, that should be a big clue. You don't have to let someone into your computer to challenge a transaction. That's not necessary. Once they get into your computer, again, they can run scripts in the background without you even seeing anything on the screen that will gather your saved usernames and passwords. This is one of the reasons we tell people, don't save usernames and passwords. Don't save it. Don't fall for that. You want to keep your information safe through some other way. Some people use, you know, have books. What I use and what I've shown on this show how to do is to create a password protected Excel spreadsheet. So I have to type a password to get into it, but it literally, for almost every account that I have, it has the username, which is, you know, it has, first of all, the website address. It has the username, which is an email address. It has the password. It also has security questions and answers. And I have to type a password to get into that. My wife also has a copy of it. So if anything happens to me, she can actually log in and she can take care of things and get into those accounts. But that's a secure way of keeping your information there. Now, one of the things that if you're saving your passwords in the browser, just know that it's possible for other people, maybe someone that you let into your computer, to access those usernames and passwords as well. Now, at our business, at Faster PC, we do this for our customers if they forget their password. Sometimes we're able to go into their browser, we're able to see what their password is. We have software that can run that can see what their password is as well. And we can actually go in and take a look and find out their password so that we can recover their account for them. So we're doing this on behalf of our customer at their request. We are a trusted entity. The people know us. They can talk to us on the phone. They can come into our shop. We can come to their house. We have many of our customers. We've been working on their systems for years and years and years. We've solved over 75,000 computer and technology problems in our 25 plus going on 26 years in business. But when you have a scammer and you're letting them into your system and they're finding out your usernames and passwords, well, what they're going to do is they're going to be looking for banking information and they're going to be looking to transfer money out of your account. And you're going to be making a trip to the bank, and you're probably also going to be making a trip to a computer facility, computer repair shop, to actually make sure that your system is secure. The bank is going to require it. So we're sharing this with you to, first of all, educate you so that you can hopefully not fall for this scam. But if you do fall for this scam, so that you can know that a Faster PC can help you make sure that the remote scammers are off of your system and that your system is clean and protected. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer. Yes, you do. And of course, we're here back ready to answer your questions and ready for the final segment of today's show. Now, one of the things I wanted to touch on, and again, if your question is on something different, that's okay. If you want to call up or type your question into the comment section of the live videos, one of the live videos, or maybe even both of the live videos, if you really, really want to get your point across. But anyway, if you want to do that, You're more than welcome to do that, and we'll answer the question even if it's on a different topic. But one of the things, we have a lot of customers and a lot of listeners that just you know, whether something is legitimate or not, you know, as often, as many times as we train them, and they do learn, and hopefully you're learning from this, but still people have questions. So So what happens when you receive an email, and maybe you've listened to the show, you've watched the show, and you know, you've heard us talking about this, you've heard us going over how you can determine whether something is legitimate or not. You've heard us going over how to resolve something, but you don't quite remember what we said, or you don't quite remember the steps, and maybe it didn't make any sense to you either. I know we have customers that say, hey, you know, I don't understand. This is something that you know doesn't, and frankly, a lot of our customers don't want to understand some of the technology stuff. And I understand that. But when we're talking about this, it is important to understand. But even if you don't understand, one of the things that's important is to reach out to someone that you know and trust, and that can help you determine whether something is legitimate. Now, listen, we have customers that pay us money each month, and we actually, and it's not a lot of money, but we actually provide them remote management, remote support, and in-shop support. And we do have other plans that go into backup and cybersecurity and other things as well. But our basic plans provide remote support. And so those that are doing this, that are subscribed, they can just call us up, and we can actually log into their system, and we can look at their system. We can look at the email. We can show them on the screen. We can, first of all, determine whether it's legitimate or not. We can also look and see and show them and instruct them. So that the next email they get, they may actually catch it themselves, that it's not something that they should be clicking on. And by the way, there's a certain percentage. You know, if you have a business, it's a fairly high percentage of your employees that will click on a link. So when you look at that, and you see it even happens in technology locations. So, you know, it's important to have protections in place, but it's also important to have someone you can reach out to. We even have we do provide this remote support for people that don't pay us a monthly fee as well. People just call us up, and we can walk them through getting us into their system. And again, we're not scammers. We're not someone that's a hacker. We're a trusted, legitimate computer company. We'll get in and actually help them out, answer their question. And you know, the thing is, if you're looking at possibly calling the number or clicking on a link and potentially letting scammers and hackers into your system, having bank issues, having potentially bank issues with money going out of your bank, or maybe an infection that happens on your computer, or and files that are encrypted on your system. You know, whether it's a choice, and then having to deal with all of that, bring your computer to a repair shop, have it repaired, and then have the various situations taken care of, and then in addition to that, you're dealing with going to the bank, and all the time, if your bank account was compromised, we have a lot of times you're looking at closing down the bank account, getting a new checking account, getting a new checking account number, getting a new debit card, resetting all of your automatic payments, because they're all going to be coming out of that old account that doesn't exist anymore. Well, it's a lot less trouble, a lot less hassle, a lot less expense, even if you're paying for the time to have a faster PC provide that service for you. And we do have customers that do give us a call, and we actually log into their system and we help them out. And even if you get them into your system, sometimes we can even get them out remotely and without you having to bring the computer in. Sometimes we do have to, because sometimes they're very persistent with with what, you know, their infections and the software that they have put on their system, where you close it out and it'll come right back. It'll come right back. It'll keep, you know, because they have software that's in the background in memory. Another thing we do, though, for our managed services clients is we're running automated scripts on their computer to make sure that Windows updates are installed. Now, this is important, and also to make sure other programs such as Google Chrome and Firefox and other programs are updated. And in fact, we're doing Windows updates twice a day on our managed services clients. In addition to that, we're also installing programs on several programs, including Google Chrome, Firefox, Skype, and Zoom, and other programs. We're doing that actually on average every 4 hours. We're updating that. Why are we doing that? Well, because we talked about this last week about the known threats. So there, every application has unknown security risk in them. Well, once that security risk becomes discovered, it depends on whether it's discovered by a hacker and someone that's malicious, or whether it's discovered by a security firm. If it's discovered by a security firm, the security firm will go to the entity that designed the software or designed the hardware, and they'll allow them time to come out with a patch. There will be a patch that will come out, and there will be a press release from the entity that found it, and also the entity that designed the software or hardware. And then what you'll have is this patch will be released. Well, that's good for anyone that installs the patch. But if you're out there and you don't know about this, maybe you're managing your house, or you're managing your business, or you're enjoying your retired life and enjoying golf, or you know, you're busy with the family, you didn't catch, like we talked about last week. If you missed last week's show, make sure you go back and watch that, because in that first segment we talked about a major glitch that actually was not discovered, I don't believe, by a security firm. It was a zero day. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But it was a zero day threat for Apple. So it affected iPhones, iPads, iPod touches. It affected some Macs as well. So you want to watch that first segment if you have any of those devices. But maybe you didn't catch that. You didn't hear the news, and you didn't know that you needed to run this update. Well, you didn't need know that you needed to install this update on your computer. Well, for our managed services clients, those updates are installed automatically. Now, there's another type of threat called a zero-day threat, and the Apple threat very likely was a zero-day threat, because Apple said, we don't know whether this threat was exploited or not, which really probably means they really believe that it could have been exploited. So what that means is that you have an application. This application is supposed to be safe, but there's a security hole. A hacker, not a security firm, but a hacker finds this security hole. Well, they're not going to go. If it's Google Chrome, they're not going to go to Google and say, hey, listen, we found a way that we can hijack a computer through Google Chrome. No, they're just going to start hijacking computers through Google Chrome. They're going to start exploiting that threat. And they're going to get in there, and they're going to find how they can get in and how they can what they can do to actually utilize that or utilize that security hole until it is known and discovered and patched. Well, once it's patched, the patch doesn't do you any good unless you install the patch. Now, a lot of software is designed to actually update on its own, but it updates typically when you close out the browser and open it again. Well, how often do you do that? Some people keep their browsers open. They keep their computers on. They keep their browsers open. They're not shutting down their browsers. Well, you know, again, a faster PC through our managed services plans. And we have these, by the way, for residential residential computers. We have these also for businesses, medical practices, nonprofits. We have these for churches, professionals, and also even HOA offices that we can offer these for. But it's a managed services where we're actually going in, and again, six times a day, we're checking for updates on Google Chrome, on Firefox, on various other programs, and twice a day, we're checking for and installing updates to Microsoft Windows operating system, which would include the Windows Defender, which is Microsoft's security system. So, you know, if you're interested in any of this, well, our number is 772-878-5978, and we can answer your questions and get you signed up for that plan. Some people do sign up for the plan when they need remote support or when they bring their computer into the shop and you know they just want to sign up for the plan so that they can ask us questions when they need to. They can call us up. We can log into their system. We can help them with a situation, and you know, or they can bring their computer into the shop. It does cover labor on shop in shop repair, also remote support, and also covers the remote monitoring and management and patch updating that we were talking about. We even, you know, can look and see, hey, you know, one of our managed services clients was saying, you know, called us up and said, listen, you know, my computer is shutting down when I'm watching movies. You know, he's using this to watch movies. Well, you know, it's pretty important to be able to, you know, if you're in the middle of a movie, you don't want your computer to shut down. So we looked at our remote management software. We found out that his computer processor was heating up. So he brought the computer into the shop. We opened it up. We cleaned the fan out. We put new thermal paste on the heat sink. And lo and behold, he's not having that problem anymore. Or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We'll be open today until 2, closed Monday for Labor Day, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and open again Saturday, 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Abolish Abortion and Protect Every Innocent Human Life, Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability.